I'm a mom and my child really wants to have a sleepover, and I've always told her that we really need to get Ruby and Caprices first. But she says she just wants to tell her friends about the accident so that she can go ahead and have a sleepover anyhow. And how do I explain or tell her why that's not a good idea? I don't want her to be ashamed, but I know how kids are.
I think that this makes a very good point. It's really challenging to figure out what other friends should know, what other family should know, you know, what school should know, and this is a really difficult balance to figure out. I certainly understand why children want to be involved in certain activities, and I certainly appreciate parents wanting to protect their kids from being teased. I guess I would, in all cases, I mean, I can throw out some example questions for this particular parent, but would really encourage everyone along these lines to kind of look at the particular situation. You know, we're talking about a sleepover here. You know, do accidents typically happen at a time of day? Could the sleepover occur, you know, after that time where the accidents usually happen, or could the child be picked up before the typical time of the accident, or could the sleepover occur at the child's house where the child has the parent or whatever strategies they typically use to get cleaned up after an accident? So to kind of try to problem solve or brainstorm if there's any way to make it happen. And then also, does the parent or does the family, how well do they know this other family or child? You know, how would they imagine that that information might be received, to take that into consideration? And then I typically recommend that, you know, parents really sit down with the child and kind of go through the pros and cons. Okay, so you want to tell this child because you want to have a sleepover. You know, how might that go well? And what's the worst case that could happen, you know, and maybe that is this child, you know, sharing with other friends, and what would that be like, and is that, you know, risk worth it? And I hear this parent saying, I don't want them to feel ashamed, but, you know, I want to protect them, and I think that is often true of parents really wanting to protect kids and not adding to that shame. And I think that's where, you know, parents can kind of give those messages about it really is nothing to be ashamed of. But sometimes people don't understand. They don't understand that it's a medical problem. And so teasing can happen anyway. So kind of reinforcing the message of it's not shameful, but sometimes people may act in ways that are still hurtful.